and talks are quietly afoot to set up a new political party, which would focus on the environment but not be wedded to the political left. The former Green Party leadership contender and wannabe National Party candidate Vernon Tava says he's been contacted by a number of people in favour of a new party, but stresses it's early days.
I don't think it's fair that any one party should have a monopoly on environmental concern in New Zealand. Ultimately, to vote for the Green Party and to give them your party vote, you have to not only care for the environment, but hew to the relatively far left of politics. And you are also ultimately supporting a party that has said it will never consider going with any party other than Labour. So that's quite limiting. So I think it's really important that people are given another option for a more centrist party, a party that can credibly say and honestly say that it is able to work with any side of politics, and a party that ultimately, because the environment is that important, could be a permanent party of government.
Well, joining us now is the National Party leader, Simon Bridges. Kia ora.
Kia ora. Good morning, Susie.
I guess Vernon Tava is kind of speaking directly to you. Is this an appealing thought?
Oh, I think he's talking to voters. Certainly I haven't been in talks with him or with anyone around this. I haven't seen anything concrete. Is it appealing? I think what it is potentially a very valuable addition to the political landscape. I agree with what Vernon Tava is saying, that you know, at the moment you've got a Green Party that very much is to the left of Labour, that will only go with Labour. And, you know, my view, there'll be a group of New Zealanders there, how significant it's hard to say, but who say, well, actually, they're not representing me, they're caught up in, you know, whether it's drug reform, whether it's trendy left-wing issues, but not focused on the environment and not able to be that swing party in the middle.
It sounds like you're kind of both on the same page here, though. You're using some of the same language. Is it not rather timely for you? And indeed, if there hasn't been discussion with you, has there been discussion with other members of your party?
Certainly not that I'm aware of. I started to hear a bit about this over summer. I've done nothing about it. I'm not aware of anyone in my party.
Where did you hear it from?
That has. Oh, look, I heard it from another MP who'd sort of heard talk of this.
Another National MP?
But be clear about this, Susie.
I'm trying to be clear about this. Was it from another National MP?
No. Yes, it was.
And had that National MP had any contact that you're aware of with Vernon Tava?
I've already made clear to you that we haven't. I mean, my view of this is, look, it's interesting. It's a potentially valuable addition, but it would need to be organic and it would need to drive itself effectively. I think the reason Vernon Tava and myself are saying the same things is because there's definitely this school of thought that is out there. I think there is definitely something I hear from New Zealanders, look, not every day, but certainly regularly, about the tragedy of a Green Party in name, but that is to the left of Labour and is not able to get the wins for the environment that would be there were they to sit in the middle.
OK, so you're definitely interested because you have a definite problem at the moment, isn't it? Which is that National remains very popular in the polls, but you don't have a significant other party to partner with. So is it timely for you and opportunist for him?
Look, I think it's certainly the case. We live under MMP. MMP requires governments with support arrangements. My fundamental job is to keep National strong and to make sure that, you know, I'm worrying about that. I do think, though, this year what you're going to see is this sort of organic party formation. This is, quite an obvious one. I think another obvious one is an Indigenous Māori movement that comes forward and is strong in that area as well.
Would you be in the position of wanting to kind of do a deal a bit like the deal that you do in Epsom with ACT and David Seymour, so that it's clear to voters that this is something that could be part of the next National government?
I certainly haven't considered it, as I haven't seen anything concrete. What I heard being from Vernon Tava is probably the most I've actually heard about this from someone who's obviously doing something about it. But what I would say is, whilst it's very early days, look, nothing's on or off the table at this stage in terms of, to use your words, deals.
OK, so we're going to be hearing from Vernon Tava after 8 o'clock, see what he has to say. If I can also talk to you about Jamie Lee Ross, your former MP, and the information that came out over the last few days. Sarah Dowie, the National MP, being named as the person who sent Jamie Lee Ross the text that included the words, "You deserve to die." Was her conduct with Jamie Lee Ross in totality acceptable for a married MP?
Well, I think in relation to that text, it's not behaviour that I condone. I think New Zealanders will see this the way I see it. I mean, ultimately, it's a personal relationship that's ended very badly. And now, in relation to that text, there is a police investigation. I don't know, ultimately, if, you know, for New Zealanders, there's a lot more going on than that.
Mm. Do you know the context in which that text was sent?
Well, as I say, I mean, it's a personal relationship that, as I understand it, you know, is
So do you or do you not know the context?
Well, I mean, I think that's the context. It's a personal relationship.
But you don't know what initially led her to sending that message?
Well, I'm sure, as is the case in all these things, there's two sides to the story, but ultimately now...
Yeah, and do you know her side? That's what I'm trying to find out.
Well, there's a police investigation, so certainly not for me to be going into that.
Mm, but you could say, yes, I do know the context, or no, I don't.
Look, I have a sense of these things. Obviously, I talk to all of my members of parliament.
What conversations have you had with her about this?
Well, I'm not going to go into that. As I say, there's now a police investigation. It's not for me to be furthering that.
Sure. Has she been disciplined at all? Has she offered to stand down?
No. My position is I don't condone the text, but you've got to see it in the context I've already outlined. And ultimately, I do have confidence in her. She is a hard-working, effective MP.
She also stand pretty highly for family values, and is this not rather hypocritical?
Well, no, I don't see that at all. I mean, people have private lives. It's not my job to be involved in those.
No, but isn't it different when an MP has a stance in public and is perhaps different behind the scenes?
No, I don't accept that. I mean, I think this is someone...
So it's okay to say, do as I say, not as I do?
Well, I just don't accept that that's a fair or accurate summation of where it's at. I think what is true is she's been a hard-working, effective MP. She's won re-election in Invercargill. It's tough right at the moment, but she will demonstrate to the people of Invercargill she can be that tough, effective MP, working for them and a champion for them. That's what they will want to see coming into the next election.
You still back her?
Yes, I do.
Thank you very much. Simon Bridges, National Party leader there.